CouragedCoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is artist Kelsey Fagan. You've likely seen her watercolors displayed in our fine art galleries, or gracing the window of Foggy Mountain, hanging on the walls of friends' homes, on the front of ball caps and bottle labels, and perhaps even inside Bartlett Regional Hospital. Welcome, Kelsey.
Thank you.
It's great to have you on the show, and I'm real excited to talk to you about your exhibit. But would you please just introduce yourself for our listeners who may not know who you are?
Yeah, my name is Kelsey Fagan. My art business that I created a couple years ago, I guess a few years ago now, is called Elevate, also known as Elevate Art Studio. And I grew up here in Juneau, left for a long time, didn't ever expect to be here as an adult, but here I am. And I have a background in art therapy and worked in that field for quite a while. Decided it was time to take a break and came back to Juneau, and since then have ended up just really focusing on my own art and my art business that I've created, and just been kind of following along that path that was pretty unexpected but really exciting.
Well, your work is very beautiful and also very distinct. You can see images of Kelsey's work on KTOO.org/JunoAfternoon. And I'm only speaking for myself, but when I see one of your watercolor images, I always recognize it right away as yours. When would you say, or how would you say, you developed your signature style?
Yeah, you know, I think that it really developed while I was working as an art therapist. I was in Hawaii for a long time after graduate school, working at a psychiatric hospital. So I was working with everyone from three-year-olds all the way up to, you know, through adulthood, outpatient, inpatient, everyone in between, and kind of with every different diagnosis you could imagine. And so what I ended up doing is, you know, often I'd spend time making my own art alongside a lot of the patients. And little by little, I started playing with these liquid watercolors that I had found in the back of a cabinet. And I had pulled them out one day. They said watercolor magic. And I was like, what is this? This is clearly some silly kid's little art, you know, supply. And I put them away. And then one day I pulled them out and they were amazing. And they were super vibrant and really fun to play with. And so I started exploring with those, and then paired them with ink and drawing. And then, you know, as a therapist, I think the words started coming through. And when I first started working, a lot of the phrases and messaging that was in my work was actually quite long. It was almost kind of like pulled from a page in a journal or something. And it was a really beautiful way for me to start working through some of the experiences that I was having, you know, working in this field that was really challenging, and, you know, living in a place like Hawaii that's amazing, but also far from home and has its own challenges. And it was, yeah, it was just kind of a way to start kind of processing and moving through my own experiences while alongside other patients who were also making art, so that they didn't feel like they were being watched or just kind of, you know, on display as they made their art. And bit by bit, it just kind of evolved and has turned into what it is now.
So mountains and water, ice, flowers, and line are all like thematic elements that seem to make their way into your work. And they're elements that are familiar to almost anyone who's ever lived here, although I would love to see some of the work that was inspired by your time in Hawaii. But does your current work depict specific places in Southeast Alaska? I mean, how do you select a scene?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because most of my art when I lived in Hawaii was very tropical and very Hawaii based. So it's clearly been a product of, you know, wherever I'm at and wherever that inspiration is coming from around me and being in that environment. So my art has definitely shifted into more Southeast sort of imagery for sure, and landscapes. In terms of places, sometimes I'll be inspired by certain areas. I have a piece that's based on an image I saw of the Stikine River that is that just really hit me and just was this beautiful braided sort of glaciated blue color. And, you know, I took that and kind of made it my own. It's not necessarily an image of the Stikine, but definitely inspired by. There are other times where I'll have commissions where people ask me to do a specific scene or a place. You know, I have pieces that are definitely, you know, iconic of Juneau. Like there's one of the Mendenhall Glacier with the fireweed, you know, in front, kind of that image from Brotherhood Bridge Trail with the Mendenhall Towers in the background. But mostly my art ends up being just kind of whatever's flowing from my own mind. It's not necessarily a specific place. It takes me a lot longer if I'm working from a place of trying to make it, something look specifically like a particular place. That time that it takes to keep going back to references and photographs tends to be something that takes me out of the flow a little bit. And so I do tend to do a lot of my own sort of just from my own head and heart imagery.
Oh, that's super interesting, because I look at your work and I'm like, that looks familiar. I think it's this place from this point of view. And it's so interesting to discover that it's just sort of, it's a mental image that looks a lot like someplace that I know.
Yeah, you know, I think I take the essence of a lot of places, so it all feels very familiar. But I tend to shy away from very specific places. I have a perfectionist tendency in me, and I can hear it in my own head when I'm trying to get it right and it's not quite there. I can hear other people's voices like, oh, that's not quite right. That's not exactly right. You know, so I shy away from it a little bit, but it's definitely got the essence of a lot of places that are very familiar to a lot of people around here, I think.
And there's almost always a message, maybe a short one, written into the lines of the work in your handwriting. Are those messages connected to your background in art therapy?
You know, I think that they are. It's not necessarily conscious or you know, super intentional in terms of the art therapy background, but I think that that's a way that my art therapy kind of piece of my identity does come through my art. I feel like the messages that are there, which are almost, you know, they also serve as titles. Those messages kind of just get a little bit deeper, and a lot of people will take a look at my art. They're drawn in by the imagery itself, and they may not even notice the words for quite a while, and then eventually find the messages in there and realize that it kind of takes them a step further into the art. And that's what it does for me too. It's kind of like the art always comes first, the images come first, and then eventually the phrase always just appears for me. It just kind of comes. And it really just, it's almost like a distillation of the sense of that place or the essence of that place for me in that moment.
Now, your latest work, which is on display at the Jack, the exhibit opened on First Friday. It'll be up for the month of March. And we'll talk later about how folks can go and see it virtually. But it was originally commissioned by Bartlett Regional Hospital for the new Rainforest Recovery Center. Would you tell me the story about how that came together?
Yeah, so Bradley Gregg is the chief behavioral health officer at Bartlett. And unbeknownst to me, he had been buying up a bunch of originals from Annie Hales of mine. And, you know, at some point, I think Annie Hales told me, oh, yeah, the hospital's been buying a bunch of your work. I was like, well, that's really cool. You know, and that's really fitting, especially as an art therapist, you know, having my work in a behavioral health sort of environment made total sense to me. And then eventually I actually got contacted by Bradley directly, and he wanted to know if I'd be interested in contributing some art to the new Rainforest Recovery Center, which they had rebuilt or were in the process of rebuilding, and wanted me to do some murals in the center, which was really exciting because I'd never done murals before, so that was going to be a new thing for me. And what we ended up doing is we did do one big mural that is across from the nurse's station, over by the residential area in the Rainforest Recovery Center. And then instead of doing a second mural, because we were afraid that the wall we were working with was going to end up getting covered up, he said, well, why don't we just do a bunch of originals? And we'll you know, we've got this giant wall, let's fill it up. And so I just put together as many pieces as came, you know, so it ended up being a total of 11 pieces for that project. And then he had another employee over at the outpatient psychotherapy services commission a few other pieces. So the total commission ended up being about 14 pieces in total. With that theme of resiliency, you know, we're talking about having art in a recovery center and the importance of having art that reflects your experience and, you know, potentially lifts you up, but also allows you to kind of like deepen a little bit and really allow yourself to get a fuller understanding of your own experience. It's a huge process going through treatment, and especially, you know, taking that leap, taking that dive. So I wanted to make sure to create pieces that really complemented that process and, you know, both supported people who were going through their recovery and also supported the staff who are going to be there, you know, day in and day out supporting these people's recovery as well.
Yeah. So what do you feel made your work the right choice for the new Rainforest Recovery Center at Bartlett? How does it express the themes of resiliency in your opinion?
Yeah. You know, I think the imagery itself is soothing. Bradley specifically asked that, you know, I do imagery that was of the Southeast Alaska sort of flavor. And so there is that sort of familiarity aspect to it where you're trapped inside a facility, but you're not too far away from the beauty that probably really connects with you. If you're someone who grew up here or landed here, whatever brought you to Southeast Alaska, there's a huge connection with the land and with the environment here. So the land and the landscapes and the imagery itself was really important to me to make sure it felt familiar and kind of connected with different aspects of the seasons and different parts of people's identities and interests. And then the messaging was really, you know, the bigger piece that probably connected in with the resiliency component and recovery, you know, so the pieces themselves have those messages in them. And some of those messages, you know, might be something like pausing in the space between enduring and becoming, you know, and so for me, that really kind of touches on that space. When you're in a challenging process and you've been enduring for so long and you're looking forward to becoming, you know, something new and making changes in your life, but you're not quite there yet, and allowing to have that pause is really important, you know, and we don't necessarily talk about it in those terms, but kind of pointing towards some of this, these ideas that will help and people, you know, feel supported in their recovery process that might not always get it in other ways, but, you know, can look at a piece of art and see this message, you know, something like another one is breathing in the space necessary to begin again. And, you know, these are messages of encouragement, and they're reminders of how resilient we really are and really can be. So it's almost like the pieces are almost like, you know, therapy in and of themselves, and also cheerleaders, you know, just kind of pushing along like, we got you, we got this.
It seems like it's the perfect fit, your work in that place. However, the original pieces on the halls of the Rainforest Recovery Center are not currently available for public viewing. So you have done different versions of them. You can talk a little bit about that are on display at the Jack and available for a virtual gallery tour. Would you tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the pieces at the Jack, the originals, the pieces at the Recovery Center, the originals there are, they all mostly have multiple pieces within their frame. So there's the main piece, like a 12 by 12 square, and then there might be a bunch of kind of business card size, smaller pieces that complement it and are up with it. So the pieces that we're seeing at the Jack in the show are just the main pieces. So it's not the entire expression of the original itself, but it is kind of the essence. It's the main part of it. And when the Jack asked me to do a show, you know, it occurred to me that these pieces, this collection commissioned by the hospital, hasn't been seen by the public, and it may never be seen by the public. You know, it may never be something that can be accessed by just anyone walking down the street, since it is a locked facility. So it it was kind of the perfect moment to be able to show these pieces, because the originals weren't necessary to have. The Jack is doing their gallery virtually now. And so you're able to jump on this website and move yourself through almost like video game style or something, where you're moving through this virtual gallery and you're able to see the digital images of the pieces themselves as though they're hanging. And then they're also available in print. So if you are interested in purchasing them, there's a link to their gallery shop, where you can buy them in various different sizes.
Excellent. Kelsey Fagan, thank you so much for speaking with me today. I really enjoyed getting the story behind the artwork that I'm already so familiar with, though I've never met you before. So I really appreciate that. And I would urge our listeners to go check out the virtual gallery at the Jack. It's very easy to find at the Jack website. Thank you so much, Kelsey, for being here today.
Thank you, Shelley. Have a great afternoon.
You as well.
Thanks.